Apple Cash is an easy, convenient, and secure way to pay your friends because it's already built into your iPhone and lives within Messages. It all happens right in the chat. Then you can spend that money right away with Apple Pay. See? Easy peasy and way more private than pay apps. Apple Cash. Find it in your messages today. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, my first guest tonight is the only person I can introduce as a beloved actor, New York Times bestselling author, and professional woodworker. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Nick Offerman. Nice to see you again.
Boy, is it good to be back.
You're a calming presence, Nick Offerman.
Thank you. I'll try and keep it that way.
Yeah.
Should I talk slower?
I doubt that's possible. I was expecting, because of the photo I saw last night where we promoed you, like, hey, tomorrow night, Nick Offerman, the promo we showed, you had the big beard. Mm. How do you make the decision on when you're going to go, like, full biblical patriarch and when you're just going to be rustic?
I call it the full Gimli around my house.
Okay, very good.
My wife... I didn't realize she was tolerating my whiskers for a couple of decades. And finally, she said, you know what? Is there an option that doesn't involve a mouthful of thistles for me?
But is this okay? Because this length is more prickly.
Well, here's the thing. One of the hats I wear, which you generously just described, is to work as an actor. And I've had a couple recent jobs where I was clean shaven. I finished one 7 days ago. Mm-hmm. And so, Megan hasn't said anything yet, so I'm letting
she,
it come
until
in.
She straps you down and yes. takes the Norelco to your face, you're going to keep going?
I'm hoping that I can just continue to maybe stay in the shadows.
Sure. She's not going to watch this. She's not going to watch this interview, right?
Probably not. I think...
Sure, sure. By the way, did you know? You noticed when you sat down, that's the table. We always have this out here for you. That's the table that you gave
Thank
me
you.
Years ago.
It's sincerely more beautiful than I remembered.
Truly is.
In my head, it wasn't this incredible.
What is that wood again? Is that sycamore? What is that?
No, it has a few different names. It's called bay laurel.
Like where bay leaves come from?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or a pepper tree. Some call it a pepper tree.
So I could throw that into a soup.
You could. or you could grind it up and make a poultice with it.
A poultice?
That's right.
Sure. I'll have a poultice with my tincture.
Exactly.
Exactly. I didn't realize you're an actor, you're an author, you're a woodworker, and you're a 17th century doctor at
That's
the same
right.
time. Leechcraft is what you're...
I will bleed you for a fee.
Now, you're a busy man, too. As I said, you're a jack of many trades, if not all. And you've written another book, Where the Deer and the Antelope Play. And in this... One of my favorite parts of this is that you write about a hiking trip you took with two amazing fellas you know I'm huge fans of. This is you, Jeff Tweedy of Wilco, and George Saunders, the great American short story writer and novelist. How on earth did this come about?
I heard
a hint that I have something to do with this burgeoning bromance.
You play into the story. It's even in the book. For some reason, in the year 2014, I was working on my second book called Gumption, and I interview 21 or profile 21 heroes. Some of them are dead, like George Washington, but Jeff and George both featured in the book. Mm-hmm. So separately, I met them, and we fell in love. Something was in the air where it wasn't even spring, but I met them separately. And we hugged and just agreed to be together. We were like,
sure, let's, you can't explain it.
Let's keep this forever.
Sure.
And then that same year, the two of them were on the final episode of The Colbert Report. Mm-hmm. And then we all reported to each other that I met George. We're all in love. And so
you're a thruple at this point.
We're a three-way bromance. Yeah, we're a tripod. Mm-hmm.
Much like that table over there.
That's right, the three-legged stool.
It's all coming together.
It doesn't wobble. Mm-hmm.
But how did this become, how did that, not to shorten your story,
no,
but how did that become this?
So we started a three-way text thread, and that's our main sort of chat room where we commiserate, we bounce projects off each other. And eventually, Jeff and I were playing a show together at Largo in Los Angeles. I was opening for him at a stage show. Uh-huh. And I was telling him about this book idea, and he said it was his idea. Why don't you and George and I go walk somewhere beautiful, and you can use the gorgeous philosophical things George and I tend to say for your book? And I said, thank you, Jeff Tweedy. I think I will do that. And I immediately, it was like, book me a national park hiking trip for me and Jeff and George.
Where is this one?
That's Glacier National Park.
Ooh, I've never been.
I highly recommend it.
Are you guys still have the text chain going?
We do.
Could we text them right now?
Sure, let me.
Let's just send them a video. Let's send a video.
Let me
see if they respond.
Mm-hmm. Let me fire up.
You don't want me to see.
We'll send them a video.
Let's send a video.
And we're
rolling.
That's
a photo. That's a photo. Woodworking, not electronics.
It's my thing. It's part of my brand that I'm not good at computers.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Video.
Video.
Selfie.
Okay.
Flip that around.
Sure. Hey, George.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Jeff. We're here on the show. You want to show them that we're on the show? You want to show them? Just show. Flip that around. There. The next time y'all go hiking, I'd love to go. I hike. I don't want to get in on your thing here, but I hike, and I also chafe. So not very far, please.
All right.
And someone bring talcum powder.
George, we can teach him your butter trick. See. I love you guys.
Butter trick. butter trick. Is that cow butter or cocoa butter?
Either works.
It works? Yeah. We have to take a quick break, but when we return, I'll ask Nick about roaming the country with his lovely wife, Megan Mullally, in an RV. Join us, won't you?
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it, so look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
American treasure, Mr. Nick Offerman. Now, you and your lovely wife did something that I highly admire. You and Meg Mullally, your lovely wife. You, during COVID, you went out there, you RV'd it around the United States together. I was so tempted to do that.
The hiking was Jeff's idea, and the Airstream was Megan's idea. I'm just a vessel.
You're the tofu of every relationship.
I am.
Much like your beard, you absorb flavor.
That's right. Megan is the curator. She's the picker of things. And when it was coming out, when the lockdown first kind of sank in, where it was like, oh, we're going to be stuck here for a long time, she said, what if we get some sort of camper so we can travel to see our families for Thanksgiving?
That's lovely.
And I said, I love you so much. Please let me come in the house tonight and and make you one of my special meals. And that didn't happen, but we got an Airstream, and it was incredible. I highly recommend it. It's very romantic.
Chemical toilet?
No, full plug-in to sewer situation toilet at an RV park.
Oh, nice.
You got to ask for full hookups.
Full hookups. Okay. Yeah. You guys going to eventually retire out to the slab?
I hope so.
Off the grid?
I sincerely hope
so. Off the grid
so.
Completely? Make your own, machine your own screws?
That's
write
right.
a manifesto?
We'll be boondocking, they call that.
Well, Nick, it's always lovely to see you. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure, Steve.
Please. Every time you're in town. His new book is Where the Deer and the Antelope Play. One quick thing before you go. Wait, hold on a second. Hold on. Did they write you back? Did Tweety or Saunders write you back?
Let's see. Probably not. I think Jeff's on tour with Wilco right now. Not yet. But my mom did. I sent her a picture of you from backstage, and I would just like to say to you, my mom and dad are the most wonderful small-town Illinois, salt-of-the-earth mm-hmm. couple, and my mom said when I was going to do this, she said, are you going to do Stephen Colbert? And I said, yeah, I am. And she said, during the pandemic, we loved his work so much. It was so humanizing.
Oh, that's lovely.
And he got us through. And I was so thrilled.
That makes me so happy. Makes me so happy. Give my best to your parents and to Illinois.
I will.
Happy holidays from The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. While we're off for our winter break, we'll be dropping exclusive interviews with the biggest stars and your favorite Colbert classics. We'll be back in the new year with all new episodes. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount+.